Yeah.
There was an article in the Washington Post today about a black man who reached out to members of the KKK.
Mm-hmm.
And he met with several of them. And he came to them with the question, how is it that you hate people you've never met?
Mm-hmm.
And they were willing to talk to him. And he eventually became friends with the Grand Dragon of a certain state. And this Grand Dragon went on to be the wizard of all the KKK members. And eventually, he quit. And he apologized for pulling people in his car and gave his robes to this black man. And I think it's a really good story because it shows if you just ask a question about someone else's views, and you don't bring your views to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can have a dialogue that's can be very productive.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and that's a sense of one is being willing to listen to others and sort of being, you know, being curious to be able to listen, but then also being able to listen to ourselves, because you know we've got a whole dialogue going on for it. So that opening up those avenues of communication and dialogue are really important without, you know, having a really clear agenda where it's going.